Joey Calderazzo on the piano. Our regular bassist is Zolf Galliman with his other band in Europe, and replacing him tonight is Philip Keane on the bass. Justin Faulkner is on the drums. So usually we start out with a relatively brisk song because people like, you know, the opening of the show, it has to be, you know, da-da. But since we're doing a kind of chronological retrospective, we're going to start out with one of the two great saxophone players of the 20s, Sidney Bechet. And this is a song, we're going to start off with a song that he wrote when he lived in Paris, that was a big hit in Paris, called Petit Fleur. And we're going to follow it with a less popular song that I wrote in honor of him called Treated Gentle.
Thank you.
yeah, it's great, we're going to do sit in the shade and, you know, we'll get see you later. And we'll do Don Bias, and you know, I've expressed this long list, and they say, well, man, you only got an hour, so it's not, oh, damn it. So the next guy we're going to go with, we're going to stick with New Orleans a little while. This Lester Young is the next guy on the list. And as was the case in the 30s and the early 40s, a lot of the more popular songs were actually on the form of either blues or rhythm changes at that time, with the exception of the songs that were written and appropriated by jazz guys, the songs from the Tin Pan Alley songs from the Broadway shows. And Lester had more than his fair share of blueses and rhythm changes, but we can't play an hour of blues and rhythm changes. So what I did was, there's a marvelous box set of Lester Young playing on the Aladdin label. And he does a very cool version of a song that Charlie Parker played five times as fast a few years later with his own melody. And it's called Donnelly, but the original song is called Back Home in Indiana.
Thank you.
great Coleman Hawkins. And a lot of songs we can play, but we're going to stick with the one that everybody knows.
Thank you.
the time that Coleman was at 39, right? Coleman was making his hit record as a 16-year-old kid living in Kansas City, checking it out. He said, one day that's going to be me. He was wrong. He was a whole nother thing. So this next song is by Charlie Parker. It's called Dexterity. Thank you. Thank you. Joe Cabrera on the piano. Joe Stephen on the bass. Justin Fox on the drum. So much music to choose from when it comes in. Songs that he actually wrote, songs that other people wrote. But when I moved to North Carolina, that's when I started hanging around what I call normal people again. Because New York's a funny place. It's like, you know, lawyers date lawyers, musicians date musicians, doctors date doctors. I never really figured out how that worked exactly, because when I lived in New Orleans, first of all, none of us were professionals, so we weren't diagonal lawyers, but everybody had different interests. And when I moved to North Carolina, I started meeting people who were casual jazz fans, and they did other things. There weren't a lot of musicians down there. And when it came to the subject of Coltrane, it's very interesting. All the songs that we talk about, Giant Steps and Countdown, 26-2, they don't know any of those songs. So I say, well, you know, what do you like? They say, oh, I love John Coltrane. I like John Coltrane and Duke Ellington. That's a great record. And a record he did with Johnny Hartman, that's exquisite. And what's that other record? Oh, My Favorite Things. I just love that record. And it's like, you come to New York, you're like, oh, man, that stuff's corny, man. So it's really interesting when everybody, you know, like those, all these articles about why is jazz waning in popularity. Maybe there are other factors that have nothing to do with TV or radio. So in lieu of that, we are going to play My Favorite Things. Thank you very much. It's impossible to get all these guys in an hour, man. That sucks. So, we hopping around. So, one of my early great influences is Wayne Shorter. And, this is a beautiful guy called Infinite. very much. We are going to close with a song by another John Coltrane acolyte. Instead of dealing specifically with the sound of Coltrane, this guy dealt more with the harmony of Coltrane, particularly the 1957-58 Atlantic. I'm getting dirty, I gotta stop that. Okay, especially the songs like Giant Steps and Countdown, all that stuff. This is Joe Henderson. This song is called Inner Urge.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. That's all.